one out. And a runner on first base, 2-0 is the score. Redmond leading. Here's the pitch. And that one fouled off the left side.
And it's 0-2.
And timeout called on the field.
Courtesy runner coming out there, Jeff.
And you can get a courtesy runner halfway through an at-bat. Does it matter when he comes in?
Apparently not. Well, courtesy runner for the catcher, yes, you can. At any point.
And here's the pitch here from Danny.
First pitch goes.
Up. Henry throws it down, and oh, just in time, Ethan Cook gets in there. A nice throw from Sawyer.
Actually, the pinch runner, I don't know who it was, number 16, stole second on his first trip over there. I was trying to get him to pick off there, Jeff. I knew it was coming.
And Adam Midas going to keep the runner honest at second base. And here's the pitch in the dirt and back to the fence. And goes out of play. And pinch runner is going to be over at third base here with one out for the Rib Lake Redmen. So a threat on the field to score again. Danny Adamitis in a little bit of trouble here with one out. Just needs to throw strikes. I've seen him looking back at that pitcher. And there they move on in.
2-2 the count. Quedno at the plate.
Oh, and right up the middle. Adamitis almost got a glove on it, but it's a base hit. The pinch runner scores. And Quedno with an RBI single makes it 3-0. Rib Lake Redmen.
That's 3-0 now, top of the sixth.
Brady Heisner.
Heiser.
Stepping in. From the right side, Heiser.
He struck out and popped to second base. Big lead here, and there he goes. No chance for Adamitis. Quednow really fast out there.
Yeah, Quednow got to second base real quick. No throw.
Another stolen base.
Rib Lake not comfortable with a 3-0 lead.
Heiser.
And here's the pitch. Swing and a foul ball. Going to make it out of play. Down the left field line.
Got jammed there.
Turned on it nicely.
Some kids out there playing down the line. I think that's Petrozolic down there, Jeff. 1-1 the count. One out. Quedno at second.
Jerry and his son, Aiden. Aiden, you watched Aiden play baseball at all? Good baseball player,
yep.
Just like Jerry and the family. And here's Adamitis. Runner goes. And it's popped up. Oh, and out of play. Thought Sawyer Kuchiba was going to get a chance at that one.
Henry, was his eyes were thinking double play there.
He was. And Iser keeps or stays alive here. 1-2 is the count.
1-2 the count, one out.
Bias going to try to keep him on second base. Here's the pitch, and that one fouled. Change up again, or do you just take a little bit off of that one?
He threw a curveball that time, Jeff. Left it out over the dish, though, and Heiser was out in front. One out, runner on second is Quednow. Heiser looking more comfortable up there in the last two times he was up.
And new pitcher will do that sometimes. Adamitis stares the runner down. Here's a pitch. He goes. Runner goes. Strikeout. Throw out. Safe?
Called him safe there. Didn't slide. It was pretty close and probably should have slid there, but there they go.
And nice throw there from Kuchiba. But Quednow was able to get just under the tag. So two down here. Going to bring up Seth Borkart. Borkart crowding the plate. Looked like that one might have been on the inside corner.
He's a little bit up there, Jeff. He's got the nice orange bat there, Borkart, batting from the left side.
Scott, you're a big fan of this orange bat, aren't you?
No, it's just very,
Loggerish?
Oh, I was going to say.
Swing and a miss from Borkart. 1-1 is the count here with two outs. Runner on third base. 3-0 lead for the Redmen.
bottom of the sixth. No, you know, it's like fishing lures, Jeff. They're bright and they attract things.
They do. That's for sure.
2-1 the count, two outs.
Adamidis finding his rhythm here, starting to throw some strikes consistently. Here's the pitch. Strike. And it's 2-2 to Seth Borkart. 2-2 is the count, two outs. Top of the sixth inning, it's 3-0. Rib Lake leading Loggers.
Quednow at third.
Here's the pitch, and that one fouled back. Going to stay at 2-2. And balls are thrown back in here. A lot of fouled balls here from Rib Lake. Doing a nice job of hitting.
2-2, two outs, runner at third, 3-0 lead for Rib Lake, top of the sixth.
And a nice pitch from Adamidis. Didn't get the call on the curveball.
Runner, hitter checked his swing and umpire signaled that it was upstairs. Full count, two outs. Runner at third.
Here's the pitch. Borkart follows that one back again. Running out of baseballs here in Phillips.
Left fielder better be ready out there, all I can say.
Yeah, everything's going left way. Adamidis again. The pitch. Strike three on the inside corner. Got Seth Borkart to end the inning. And it's 3-0 here. Loggers, Rib Lake strands the runner at third base. And 3-0 the score here, Rib Lake leading. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology, touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, everyday low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
We're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 3-0 lead for the Rib Lake Redmen over the Phillips Loggers in Merriwood North baseball action. And Jack Kulwicki set to bat here for the Loggers. He's got the only hit of the night for the Loggers. Loggers need some base runners. Got the top of the order following him.
The thing about Jack is he's not afraid. He's just going to go up there and do his thing.
You bet. He's a senior. Oh, Wicky, from the right side. The pitch. Nice pitch from Blumberg.
Looked like a little cut fastball there, Jeff. 0-1 the count.
Kulwicki gets another base hit.
Down the line, he's rounding first. He's going to go in for two. Here comes Jack, and the throw goes to third.
A double. No, oh, Jack held up.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He rounded it, and they threw it to third.
Oh, my gosh.
Such a nice hit to hold for a single. That's all right.
I looked up, and I saw the runner go.
And I seen him round it.
Like, oh, my goodness.
Oh. So, that's right. Let's get him to second base here, Colin Kleinschmidt.
So.
And that one, a strike on the outside corner.
Blumberg out of the stretch now. Kulwicki slow to take his lead there.
And a changeup there. Colin is ahead of it and misses. 0-2 is the count. Got to protect here, Kleinschmidt. Remember his nickname, Scotty?
Scoots.
Scoots at the plate.
Oh, that one looked high. They called strike three. You got the curveball to drop in there, and that's what it was right there. Okay.
One down with a runner on first here. Going to bring up Daniel Adamidis. Adamidis. And he gets on that one, follows it off left side.
He was out in front of a curveball, Jeff, and fouled it down the third baseline kind of weakly.
So 0-1 is the count here to Daniel Adamidis with one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-0 lead here for the Redmen.
Jack did a nice piece of hitting. He hit one to the right side. Oh, and then a wide strike there. 0-2. One out here on Danny.
Blumberg with the pitch. And Adamidis hits that one to the third baseman. A rough hop. They get the lead runner. And it's an out at second base.
So
fielder's choice here for Daniel Adamidis. Would have been a tough play to throw him out at first. Had Kulwicki been at second base. Oshield steps in. Got the tying run on deck. Oshield from the left side. Jackson Blumberg with the pitch. A curveball gets away from him. It's outside.
Danny might be looking to run here with the left-hander up and trying to get him into scoring position. That'd be a good idea. Right fielder playing way off the line.
And here's Hoshield. Follows that one off left side. It's going to be out of play.
Nice catch there from Jerry Petrozolic down the line.
Jerry Petrozolic doesn't make many mistakes.
No, he doesn't. He always looks like he's, you know, just coming off a shrimp boat, Jeff.
He may have. He may have. He probably had his glove with him.
He probably did. Catching shrimp with his glove.
Yeah. Here's Jackson. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one outside. Hoshield takes ball two.
Kind of a steady diet of curveballs here for Hoshield. 2-1 the count. Two outs. Danny Adamidis at first base.
Going to try to catch him with a fastball here, Scott. There it was. Hoshield follows that one left side. 2-2 now to Hoshield.
Oh, my God.
Time to send the runner, Scotty?
It was earlier than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And no go. Hoshield hits that one left side. That one's going to make it out of play. Daniel Adamidis at first base. No one moving here for the Loggers.
They're pitching Drew away, and Drew's going with it. And the big easy... Once in a while, he decides he's going to pull a ball. And
he's got
two
strikeouts, but got on base almost both times. And swings through that one as well for strike three. Ends the inning. Jackson Blumberg gets the strikeout. And at the end of six innings, it's 3-0. Rib Lake Redmen leading the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Download the Heckman Auction app on your iOS or Android device and get to bidding right now. We have new things coming on every single week, even up to real estate. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
You could buy one item or 50 on HeckmanAuction.com. Simply set your price, win your item, come and pick it up, and we make it fast, easy, and simple.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
We're back here, Jeff Hakenin and Scott Heckman in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 3-0 lead for the Rib Lake Redmen over the Phillips Loggers right now. We're entering the seventh inning, and Daniel Adamidis on the mound here for the Loggers. Trying to hold him to three. Zach Kulwicki here for the Loggers offensively. Getting it done. Two singles for him.
Yeah, he's done a nice job, Jack. He's
going to get himself some batting time as he's been DH'd for all season long.
And then out in center field, he's done a nice job out there.
You bet.
He's had probably 5-6 plays out there.
Yeah, good job from the senior. Like we said, how much more comfortable everything is out there. Last couple games were so windy.
And this is going to be 8-9-1, Mateika, Sutherland, and Talon Scheitower.
And the throw down from Kuchaba. And Mateika steps in. Tyler Mateika playing second base. Up the bat here in the top of the seventh inning here. No outs. Daniel Adamidis gets the sign from Kuchaba. The pitch. Shot to the third baseman. It goes between Podmolik's legs. Podmolik having his issues over at third base here tonight.
Usually he's pretty rock solid.
Yeah, usually he's very rock solid over there.
That's going to bring up Sutherland. And they're going to get a
courtesy runner for Mateika.
Actually, this is going to be a pinch runner and a re-entry. That's what Ivy's saying. So last time number 16 got on, he stole second. And
ended up scoring?
I thought you couldn't assign. You could have had to assign one courtesy runner, and then for the other guy, you could do that.
And Adamidis throws back. And the pinch runner is safe at first. Sutherland up with a runner on first base and no outs for the Redmen. Danny Adamidis, here's a pitch. And runner goes. That throw goes into the outfield.
Stolen base.
He's going to stay at second base. Tobias backed it up nicely. And now I like it. Now we can throw strikes.
That's right. Yep. Here we go. Nobody out and Sutherland up. He has grounded out to short and struck out.
Nice lead for the pinch runner. No one holding him on. Here's the pitch from Adamidis. The bunt from Sutherland right back to the first baseman. Throw him out at first base. Nice job. By the Loggers, runner at third base now, a sacrifice for Sutherland. So with one out, runner at third base. Top of the order, the talented Talon Scheitower up to bat.
And he singled last time and stole a base.
Scheitower from the right side. Adamidis, here's the pitch. Scheitower to Podmolik. He scoops that one up. Goes home with it, gets him out at home. Because he dropped it. Kind of a lob of a throw to home, trying to get the out,
unable to.
And the Loggers botched that one. It's 4-0 now, Rib Lake. And what do you give? You can't give that a hit, can you?
Fielder's choice.
The fielder's choice. All right. So, runner at first base now here with one out. It's 4-0 lead for the Redmen.
You could give an error. No, you really can't because it's just the contact caused the catcher.
It was a poor throw to first to home with it. It was a lob over there. And the runner's going to go. And Kuchaba throws it down. And Scheitower, too fast. He gets to second base, slides in head first.
His second stolen base in as many innings. So in he had one in the fifth. So
and he had a nice clean jersey. Mon's not going to be happy. He's going to have to wash that tonight.
4-0 here, one out. They got the play that they wanted, and it just didn't work out.
And he's going to steal third. And that one bobbled, no throw, and he's safe at third as well.
A little too easy right there.
Yep.
0-2 now.
Runner at third, one out.
And the infield comes back in.
Adamidis on the mound. Here's a pitch. That one gets to the fence. Runner's going to stay. Short backstop here in Phillips. Not so easy.
No, it's not.
And Loggers have their share of errors in this game, even if they weren't errors, miscues. And yes, exactly. Maybe a lack of focus out there on the field that have caused a couple runs. Here's the pitch. That one hit right to Tobias. He catches it. and looks back to third base, but Scheitower was just had a couple steps off. So two down here, and stepping in, Jackson Blumberg, the pitcher.
And Blumberg flew out three times. And up next would be Ethan Cook.
And here's the pitch, and a strike to Blumberg. 0-1 is the count.
And Danny's not going to be afraid here. He's going to go right at him.
You bet. Danny's a senior.
Let's see if he breaks out that good changeup here. 0-1.
And the fastball, this one hit right to Tobias. Scoops it up, throws it to first. And a nice scoop from Braden Reba. Oh, that was Hochschild. Hochschild makes that scoop look so easy, doesn't he?
He does. It's pretty smooth.
It is. Ends the inning with that. Loggers, for their last at-bat of the ball game here, they're down 4-0. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers. From design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service, they have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Ogwin Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Ogwin Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room sets. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Ogwin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
We're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Scott Heckman, who wandered off again. And we are in the bottom of the seventh inning here. It's a 4-0 lead for the Riblake Redmen over the Phillips Loggers. Jackson Blumberg looking to close this game out. He's throwing a two-hitter here so far in this ball game. Jack Kolwicki with both hits for the Phillips Loggers. And Aiden Tobias going to lead off here from the left side. Tobias followed by Podmolik. And here's Blumberg with the pitch. That one strike on the outside corner. 0-1 to Tobias. And Riblake looking for their 10th win of the season. Tobias follows that one off left side.
Look there, Jeff, and he didn't do nothing with it.
And here's the pitch from Blumberg. That one outside. 1-2 is the count.
Looked like a changeup there. Aiden stole a base and walked his last time up.
And Tobias saw right back to Blumberg. Thought it was going to get over his head. And the catcher makes a nice play for the first out of the inning. Loggers down to two outs. Try to score four runs, tie this game up.
Podmolik's getting up to the plate here.
And Henry on deck. The pitch to Podmolik. Strike one. Blumberg, a big, strong pitcher up there. Doing a nice job here tonight. Here's the 0-1 count. That one almost hits Podmolik.
And look how the Riblake, this is the difference with a team like Riblake.
Stay right in there?
No, you see how they, it's like they probably have a positioning chart for everybody. And Chopper to third, and Podmolik's going to try to get there.
He's got to get
a baseman's head.
And he's going to stay. And nice job by Podmolik making something happen here with one out.
What do we give him, a hit there, Jeff?
Going to give him a hit. That was a tough play right there. And Andrew Woody threw it over the first baseman's head.
I don't know if he would have got him or not.
I don't know.
It would have been pretty close.
Loggers, we could give him a hit, Scott. I'm all about it.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to go down to the Riblake crowd and see what they say.
You know what they're going to say. oh, I don't know. And here's the pitch, and Henry hits that one to the third baseman. Woody this time gets out. I thought he pulled his foot off of second base there, but gets the lead runner for the second out of the inning. Loggers down to one out. Lane Abraham, the
Lane,
junior.
He grounded out to third base, I believe he struck out.
So. And a pinch runner. There's my boy, J.J. Hakkinen. J.J., steal whether they give you the call or not. That's what I got to say. That's what a Hakkinen would do. It's time to steal a base. All right. They're going to keep him on. They know he's going to go. Here's the pitch. That one inside. And worried about the runner at first. Threw a ball.
Now, Blumberg didn't like the call. He thought he got that curveball in the inside corner. It was a little bit in.
And here's Blumberg again. That one on the ground. No go. And 2-0 is the count. You send the runner or do you wait to see if he throws another ball?
2-0, you got to take here and leave the runner where they're at. He's already in a set before he's even... He wasn't even in the box before he got set.
Ball one. So he's walking in to step in there, and Blumberg throws it right off the bat.
3-0 the count.
And a strike one. 3-1 now.
Center cut fastball right there.
Hitters count. The runner going to go.
Three and one, I don't know. I think you might wait till 3-2. We'll see.
And there's a pitch. That one inside. 3-2. It's only ball three.
Ball four, Jeff.
Ball four, they're going to give it to him. I thought that was ball three.
All right.
So Lane draws the walk here. Going to bring up Ty Henderson. J.J. Hakkinen on second base. Got a clean uniform out there.
Couple runners
here
for the Loggers.
Strike on the inside corner.
Got the call that time, and Ty.
Got the tying runs. Jack Kowicki has been his night here on deck.
Jack in with J.J. out there.
Strike two.
Hit the outside corner. That was a good pitch right there. Inside, then outside.
This one you go on, Scott? I'd run them all. Here we go. 0-2 is the count here. Two outs. Possibly the last strike of the game.
0-2, two outs. Ties up at the plate. Runners at first and second.
That one over. Henderson's head got away from Blumberg.
Blumberg buzzed the tower there, and he's probably going to come with
a
curveball.
That was a fastball, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Here comes the curveball.
Sweet chin music, and here comes the curveball. Oh,
yeah.
That's a Randy Johnson-like move.
For sure. Here it comes.
Here it is. Henderson stays alive.
Henderson choked up there, and that fastball away.
Fouled off the right side. 1-2 is the count here. Two down. Bottom of the seventh inning. 4-0 Redmond. Loggers down to their last strike. Here's a pitch. That one over Henderson's head again. Wasting his pitches over Henderson's head.
Yeah, effectively wild in this at bat. He's got pretty good control all the way through. I don't think he's got maybe two walks, Jeff, on the evening. 2-2 the count. Two outs.
That one over his head as well. Full count now here to Henderson. One more ball, and they load it up.
Now the runners will be in motion. Full count, two outs. Runners will take off as he goes home, as long as he doesn't make a move.
And here it is. Henderson follows that one back.
Runner's got to be careful here in case he makes a move to second and the other guy gets too far off. Full count, two outs, but Loggers have had their chances. And here's another one, Jeff. You never know what can happen. Bottom of the lineup here.
Here's a pitch. Henderson swings and misses. That's the ball game. A strikeout from Jackson Blumberg ends the ball game. 4-0 is the score here. The final here, the Rib Lake Redmen defeat the Phillips Loggers. Here in Phillips, they're going to play again, Scotty, on Thursday. We're going to go cover that game. And that one at 4:45 in Rib Lake.
Is that the baseball game or softball?
We're going to cover softball. That's correct. We're going to cover the softball game. The boys will be a rematch, though, on Thursday. And it was a good ball game here tonight. You know, Kulwicki got a couple hits here for the Loggers. Hoschild pitched a great game here tonight. And Loggers only giving up four runs to this Redmond team. Pretty impressive here. A 4-0 victory for the Redmond.
Nice job by their ace, Jackson Blumberg.
Yeah, Jackson Blumberg really did the job here tonight, keeping runners off base. And Loggers were unable to manufacture any runs here tonight. It's a 4-0 loss, but it was a good time. We said it on Thursday, we're going to bring you softball action. The Lady Loggers is going to be at the Lady Redmond. In action over there. We're going to bring you that game on 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. But it was a blast here tonight, guys. Thanks for sticking with us. For Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman, we wish you guys all a good night. We're going to send it back to some music. And stay tuned because we got the Bucks Game 5 here tonight on 98.3. Guys, have a good night.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. Close it down. I was doing my own thing. Yeah.
your classics.
Your country. 98Q Country.
Always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy. Blanket in the back when it gets hot.
Service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Shop our best savings of the season during Spring Fest at Lowe's. Right now, save on Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Get 5 bags for just $10. And buy 2 select paints and exterior stains and get 1 free via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop in-store and online today because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5-1. Stay Green offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Paint offer while supplies last excludes paint and stain samples. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their health care premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, but we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right. As people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right. Get your car in. Get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway's just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Northwoods Realty and Property Management are proud to be a Logger United Booster Club sponsor. You can count on their team of realty experts to come through for every member of your family, even your visiting family. Visit northwoodswi.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, partly cloudy overnight. Low mid-40s. Decreasing clouds with afternoon sunshine tomorrow and near 60. More rain ahead for Thursday, high mid-50s. We're back into sunshine for Friday, a high in the mid-60s. More rain possible Saturday. Right now it's 61.
AQ Country.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. And does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm if I'm overstepping boundaries, I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby, baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Since you walked in, but I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. Tree.
need to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid in love, I'ma be the first one calling you back.
T-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written?
friends.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.